First off, this man hates Bendis probably more than any of us, and he's reading that book.
It's gotten better.
It's gotten good, and you know it. That last issue was great.
Potato chips. Now, do you know what flavor of potato chips they were?
I don't know.
But Facial Hair Bros is probably my favorite page of comic book in a long time. Iron Man holding up the high five. Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange refusing to give him the high five until the last panel. And this, the way Marquez drew Iron Man's face is the best part of that.
I don't like Bendis.
I know you don't.
I'm not a fan.
Bullshit.
Anymore. I used to be a fan of Brian Michael Bendis.
Who's gonna read Civil War 2? I don't really want to read it.
I don't want to read it.
I'm probably going to read it.
I'm not even that excited about it.
I'm not excited about it, but
sure
I'm going to read it.
We're all going to read it.
Yeah, we're all going to read it. Don't act like you're not going to.
I'm not going to purchase it. Beg for it.
I may get that stupid event that's coming up, the Avenger event, where they go to, like, Dolesville or whatever the hell it's called.
What?
Some event they got coming on, like, Nick Spencer, I think, is doing it. Welcome to everywhere,
Nick Spencer.
Or some shit. You don't know about this?
Nick Spencer's okay on his, like, his...
I've liked his Ant-Man.
His Ant-Man and his Superior Foes are great. But all of his other bigger stuff.
His Cap's not bad. It's better than I thought it was. It's better than Remender's Sam Wilson, Captain America, and Ant-Man.
I'm not reading either of those books.
Ant-Man's been really good. Sam Wilson, Captain America is better than what Remender was doing with Sam Wilson as Captain America. Not saying much, but saying I like Daniel Acuna's art though. Daniel Acuna's art's really good in the book. He made D-Man look cool. They brought D-Man back, and he actually looks cool.
D-Man,
the Avenger who used to be homeless, who used to be a wrestler, who was like good friends with Steve Rogers, who maybe has powers.
Maybe not.
They never really confirmed that.
Are we talking about comic books that came out this week?
We're talking about comic books that came out like a week ago. Ultimates 2
is the
book,
2, that was a great,
book I'm excited
great
for.
That's Al Ewing.
Yeah, Al Ewing and Kenneth Rockefort. His art's just gorgeous.
It's beautiful. It's like graffiti art.
Yeah.
I really like it. It's like he spray painted it onto the page.
I really enjoy it.
It's almost like he has like 100 walls in his house. And he just paints like a
are we recording?
Page on him.
Yeah. Oh my god.
And he, like,
I hate layers.
Takes a picture
so
of it and then like sends it to the editors. It's like, hey.
I just really like the feel of that book. It's very Future Foundation.
Issue.
I know.
I'm not sure yet.
The first issue just made it feel like it though.
Ended with them hooking up with
Galactus.
And saying, no, we want to solve your hunger problem.
That's what I'm saying. That's a very Future Foundation-esque type of arc.
We'll see.
Remember when they solved Doctor Doom's problem?
I don't like
in the Future Foundation
anything to Jonathan Hickman's run on FF and Fantastic Four because it's so different than anything those books have ever been before.
I agree.
And there's no family aspect here.
No. But it's just that S that
it does have a sense there, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm excited for the next issue.
I agree.
Today.
I just feel like Al Ewing basically tried to emulate his two favorite runs on the Avengers. Ultimates feels like Hickman's Avengers, and New Avengers feels like Busiek's Avengers. Because he has a lot of young blood who are really untested in New Avengers, with really good dynamic.
I'm not a really big fan of
New Avengers. I like it.
The AIM Avengers?
I like the AIM Avengers.
I've really been enjoying that.
Have you?
Yes.
Well, you know what? I like that it's written like an old Avengers book. It's just...
genuine. It feels like something new. Mm-hmm. I like the lineup. The pacing in the last issue with that three-way conversation that was page to page, I really liked that. That was a fun little...
I liked Power Man really calling out Wiccan. That was a really good dialogue.
I like that they're not mentioning the fact that
Teddy and him are dating. There's no reason for it to be in your face.
I like the idea that they have all this technology,
And none of it works.
It works. Yes.
Kind of fun.
Yes.
But my favorite aspect of the book are the side characters. We're introduced to all of these scientists at home base. And it really feels like it's a huge team effort. And it's more than just the heroes in capes and shit out doing the fighting and out there in the field. They're calling back saying, hey, we need solutions on the spot.
Yep.
It has a good pace to it. And I think it's feeding from that sort of aspect of the book.
How do I yell charge?
You're wrong. Adam.
I'm sorry.
I just felt
like the first two issues were rough. Yeah.
He's establishing the fact that This is just a field team. This field team needs more than just them to accomplish. They have a lot of support, which the Avengers haven't had in a long time.
It does feel cool that they have their support.
It's been a long time since.
I can see what Adam's saying. The pacing has been weird. Here's Hawkeye. Oh, hey, here's the Maker. Oh, yeah. No, the Maker's gone now. We did him. Now what? Where are you going now?
Well, they're going with that demon dude and the ship in outer space.
Yes.
Weird.
There's going a lot of places.
But it's an interesting little place because
it does feel a bit scattered.
You do forget that Hulkling is half Kree, half Skrull.
I forget it.
I forgot that his dad was Captain Marvel. Captain Marvel.
I forgot that.
I don't see him in a lot of things anymore.
Who's that, Joel?
Hulkling. Young Avengers.
Okay. Now he's in New Avengers.
Yes. His dad was Captain Marvel, and his mom was the Queen of the Skrulls at one point.
He was supposed to be, like, the child that brought everything.
Yeah, he was supposed to be the child that united the Kree and the Skrulls.
They sent him to Earth.
Yes.
That was a fun little story arc.
What other books come out this week? Assassin's Creed is fun. Back to the Future's been awesome. Spider-Man's out. And who's reading
Spider-Man? I'm still reading Spider-Man. It's actually been fun. You know what?
It's okay.
It's better than his Amazing. It reminds me of how he was doing Superior.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. There's a couple of Back to the Future covers that are fun this week. Back to the Future, one of them is just black with the time circuits on it, you know, the DeLorean.
Batman and Ninja Turtles came out today. Anyone pick that up?
That's fun. No, I didn't pick that up.
I didn't pick that up.
It was going to be an IDW book, so I would get it.
It's half.
Technically it is, but DC has distribution on it.
Oh.
So no, it's not.
It's,
can't support DC, right?
No. Well, it's written by a DC writer with an IDW artist.
I'm cool with that.
So, I mean, it's cool that it's not only just character collaboration, but it is writer-artist collaboration.
Yeah.
And we had to know DC was not going to let an IDW writer touch that book.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know, right?
They were really quick to just give them their writer and pull their artist.
Well, I don't know. I think
Eastman did a variant cover.
Yes, I've seen the Eastman variant cover. It's pretty nice.
And I think we would have been okay
with some of the more well-known Batman artists, current Batman artists, but they're so damn busy. There's like six damn Batman books a month.
And then what, you give that for 6 months a seventh book?
That's different, though. It's more of a niche thing.
Batman TMNT
is more like a niche thing.
I know, but most Batman books are a niche thing.
But I don't get. I'm not getting Batman.
Yeah. But most Batman books are a niche thing. Like, let's be real.
I don't know. They're universe. They hinge on the universe.
Yeah, the one Batman book, and maybe the one off characters.
Do not.
But you always have the Batman book,
the greater universe,
the darker Batman book, the Batman and the Sidekick book. Those other two books are always unnecessary.
The Batman and the Sidekick book?
Yeah, there's always it's not always been good.
It's been relatively good for quite some time.
It's been alright.
Batman and Sidekick.
Because it was Batman and Robin, and then it was Batman and 5 billion other characters.
That was the only part of the run I enjoyed, actually.
And now we're back, and I don't care for that run.
That run was actually a decent run. It was halfway decent.
And Detective Comics is good because it tells different sorts of Batman stories.
The darker Batman stories.
And I'm good with that. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
But none of the DC books run within their own universe. Nothing that's happening in Justice League right now
has anything to do with any of the other books anymore.
Anything happening in Superman right now, Green Lantern, even Batman, feels like it has nothing to do with the rest of the universe.
No.
I get spoiled
sometimes.
Why do you have a self-contained universe if you're not going to have a self-contained universe?
That's all I'm saying.
That's part of the appeal to me.
That's all I'm saying.
So, okay. So, what else is coming out this week?
Birthright.
Great book.
Black Knight. I'm reading it.
I'm reading it. It was okay.
It was okay. It was okay.
What is Black Knight?
It's about...
Oh, the new DC book. He's in
DC,
weird world.
Marvel world.
Yeah, he's in weird world.
And he's a bad guy. We're following the bad guy. I kind of appreciate that we're following the bad guy. He finally let the blade get to him. That was like, if you ever read West Coast Avengers back in the day, and Avengers, Black Knight...
The blade was like evil.
Yeah, yeah. The blade was evil. His uncle was... A master of evil from the original Avengers run. He was always battling with the fact that he could be a bad guy at any moment.
I don't like the weird world thing, man.
You don't like the weird world? I like weird world.
Oh.
I heard it. I already know that. They probably don't. And we
I wish DC would start sending me news.
Yeah, I would give them less.
Yeah, that's why we don't talk to them anymore.
Well, they don't tell me nothing. Faster Than Light. Another issue that came out. That's been a good series.
Mm-hmm.
The Violent number one came out. That's a new Ed Brisson book. Adam Borum.
Scarlet Witch number one came out.
Yeah.
I don't think
I picked it up.
Why are we talking so much about Marvel?
Because they got so many.
Because who cares about DC?
There's so many other good books on the shelf that aren't from DC.
Oh, I know.
Interesting news. I've added to my collection of historical books.
Uh-oh.
Are badly damaged, too much for our store to sell.
Yeah.
Superman number 30 from 1944.
Wow.
That's nice.
Where did you find that?
I came in.
That's Larry's shit book collection. He's got a bunch of rare shit books. Because they look like shit.
Yeah.
It's actually in decent shape except for the cover. It's totally disattached.
Oh.
It's perfect. The first appearance of
him flying.
Mr. Plix as well.
Oh, Mixoplix. Interesting.
Larry's got an issue. Larry's got an issue with something that's in pristine condition until you get to the letters page and there's a letter cut out of the book.
It's the premiere of Captain America. His first solo title.
What?
But there's a letter page cut out, so it makes it worthless. Yeah. Not worthless. It's probably still worth a couple $100 to some idiot who wants to frame it. But
well, I mean,
you could go get it.
It's worth the $5 I paid.
Yeah, oh, no, easily. Yeah. Just to say, look what I got, you know. But
yeah, it's his premiere issue, and it's his first solo title.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And then I have a first appearance of Casey Jones that some kid with white out painted their name on the inside cover.
That's my book.
Man.
Don't touch my book.
What a
it's got my
bunch
name
of jerks.
White out.
How do you have this strange collection? Like, where do you come across
stuff
this stuff?
That people come into the shop and it's like, this is too damaged for a sale, but it's historical significance. So.
Larry's someday going to open a shitty museum. These are all great books in shitty condition.
It's about the only time you could go look at a bunch of books like that. Most of those books end up in somebody else's collection. Yeah, you can,
You can rip a page out.
Wipe your ass with it. Toilet paper, ladies and gentlemen.
I paid $20 for it.
That's not that bad. That's not that bad.
If it was graded at 2, it'd be a $300 book.
Wow.
You
can probably get 2
maybe. You maybe get a 1.5.
What? Look out.
1.5. I think they just give you that for pain to get it graded.
We got a grade something. 0.5.
Yeah.
0.5. It's real. Yeah, we'll tell you that much. Yeah.
Well, it's not digital, so we'll give it a 1.
A lot of good books out this week. The Ninth Wave, The Massive. The Massive is a really cool series about eco-terrorism and this same sort of thing right here in this book. Fun stuff.
Fun stuff.
Yeah. It sort of like rides the fence between a crazy philanthropist and an eco-terrorist.
Interesting.
Yeah, he like uses his money to screw over people who kind of deserve to be screwed over.
Okay.
But in this issue, for example, there's a guy who's running toxic waste underneath a major city, and he's paying off the right people so they don't know. So what they do is they clog it up. and it ends up having a toxic flood on all these rich people's, you know, condos and everything. So then he gets busted. You know, and he's like, am I supposed to care? And you're like, well, no, you're not supposed to care, but now everybody knows what you were doing, you know?
He's like, well, I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not all of them care.
Yeah, so it's a little twist on eco-terrorism.
Okay.
It's really good, though. It's really fun.
I mean, that's really a classic NIMBY, not in my backyard. People don't care.
Yeah.
As long as it's... not in my backyard.
Yeah, and then when they find out, you know.
You know, it's the only book I cared about that came out this week.
What's that?
Secret Wars number 8.
I thought it was
Secret Wars number 8 of what? 30?
9.
9?
Probably 10.
9 that we won't get until January.
Yeah, that we don't
get.
But the cover's so pretty.
I don't give it. Is that what I waited for?
That thing cover?
The badass cover?
Yeah, I kind of waited for that thing cover. I read Siege, so I like where the story.
I'm not gonna talk shit on the series. It's been great.
It's been great, but why do I have to wait?
But it should be over. I would much rather be great and over than great and lingering on like a fart
in a car. I agree.
At
least we're not suffering from.
It is. Secret Wars is a fart in a car. You know, and like a Ferrari. It's a great car, but man, it's lingering fart smell in here. When will that fart smell go away?
I know, it is forever evil all over again, except it's not as bad.
Dude, I run a professional review website. I'm going to write that on there. When will this fart go away? Secret Wars fart go away?
But you make it sound like you don't like it at all.
Out of my Lamborghini. No, I'm really enjoying it. There's been a few missteps, and the missteps, in my opinion, have all come from extending the series.
Which we can only blame the publisher for. We can only assume it's the publisher.
Hickman could have put his foot down and said no. This is
absolutely.
What are they going to do? Make him write another 2 issues?
No, they're going to hire somebody else to come after him.
No, they won't.
No, they wouldn't.
No, they
won't.
Maybe
they did. Maybe that's why it was so terrible.
I highly doubt that. I think he, unfortunately, and I'm not defending him in saying this. Unfortunately, because
I'm not defending him. Anytime someone has to preface their line with something like that.
No, I was
they
like, I feel like he's being that, like, dumb, sappy,
racist,
like,
but
wait, no.
That's just an example.
I know. What I'm saying is, he said he's going
to
take
a... I don't want to be an asshole, but I'm about to be a big asshole. That's Larry, back me up here.
Okay.
That is usually how that works.
With zero respect to anyone at the table. Zero respect to anybody at the table.
Is that different than normal?
Yeah, right?
Well, no, I'm just... I give you guys respect, you don't give me... You guys... all I'm saying is...
Hickman.
I'm not defending... No, I'm not defending him.
Just say what you need to say.
God forbid Gomer ever lets me finish this conversation.
Why would he let you finish? People like to hear you...
I don't even know what I was going to say anymore.
Go ahead. You don't want to defend Hickman,
but... Obviously, it wasn't that important if you can't remember.
Go ahead and say it. Did you forget now?
Yeah, I forgot exactly. I forgot the exact
so
way.
It was something about him being sappy about
something
him
about
leaving.
Him.
Yeah.
Oh, it was going to be his final issue for Marvel for a really long time.
Yeah.
And I feel like he gave himself an extra issue just to say he could stay in that office for a little bit longer.
I think he cares.
I highly doubt it because his independents have not been coming out while he's been writing this book. Why is that? What? No. He's already had 9 done for weeks. We just gotta wait on Esau to draw it.
He had to do the insides, the middles.
He just didn't want to start.
He all he has to... First off, his middles are the same in every book he does ever.
No, I mean...
All he just has to do is change the text.
We've already agreed that the issues that were added...
The one issue.
...in between... Well, originally there was one issue added, then another issue added.
Oh, there's only 8.
Right?
No, it was
no, they only added one.
So they only added one.
So he's been done for a while.
We got the one that was added, or we yet to see.
See, I thought it was supposed to be 1 of 6.
No.
It was supposed to be 1 of 8.
It was supposed to be 1 of 8.
I think it was supposed to be 1 of 8.
I have the previews that I was reading on the toilet this morning.
I know for the longest time it was 1 of 8.
You know, I'm sure there's one over there.
They changed it 1 of 9. But I
Jules is going to the shelf to find issue number 1, first printing of Secret Wars to see what number it says after the 2, or of. One of blank. That is
what
we're searching for right now.
Is when they first announced it was supposed to be 1 of 6, and then by the time the first one came to print, they had already added 2 issues.
See, I'm not sure if that's right.
I don't think that's right.
I think it was supposed to be.
I'm pretty sure it was
seven.
But yeah, for the longest time it was one of eight, and then they said they're here, we're going to give you another one.
Jules is looking really hard.
Well, he's not going to find a first printing of
Secret Wars
number one over
you
there.
So?
I don't think he
does. I have one at home. I have two of them at home.
Well, yeah, because you bought them.
I did.
You bought them from here.
I bought them from here.
Just like everybody else did.
But as good as Secret Wars has been, I think adding some issues was a bad move. But overall,
I could find a number two, and it's a two of eight.
And so a two of eight, and then nine. So they at least added two books.
My
guess is
they only added one.
They only added one, and I'm sure
the
last issue was.
So now you're guessing. So now you're not even sure of your original. See?
No, I'm sure the last issue was going to be a double issue, and then he cut half of that out and added.
Either way, the stuff that they've added has not been necessary. I think that's the biggest problem I have. The stuff they added just has not been necessary.
It's so Marvel can squeeze out an extra book out of it so they can get the money for it, because Secret Wars is selling like hotcakes.
No, I get that. I just don't.
They just wanted to keep the money going. Let's just be real. They just want to make money off. It sells.
Is it really worthwhile to... I mean, because obviously it is, because I'm going to buy it, even though I'm bitching about it. I'm still going to buy it.
You know what? That's the scary thing. I almost feel like they're testing us. Like, is it still going to sell in January?
But I'm not buying Civil War 2.
No, but you're still buying Secret Wars.
But I would have been more inclined to do so had there been, you know, not as much, you know, of a cluster as
this. I still
don't
believe you when you say you're not buying Secret Wars 2.
Civil War 2.
But I will buy that next event, because it looks okay. At least one or two issues. But I don't need Bendis writing another event.
It's been a while.
It has been a while.
What's the last? And you know, his events have been some of his best work, minus Secret Invasion. Actually, Secret Invasion wasn't that bad. I just thought the event in itself was stupid.
I like Secret Invasion. I thought it was a cool idea.
I think it was a cool idea. I just...
He wrote
Secret Invasion, and Lionel Yu's art is incredible on it. I just think it's really what Secret Invasion did afterwards that felt cheap.
Well, nothing from Bendis' decade of decadence lasted.
Yeah.
None of it. It only lasted as long as he needed it to last to make sure the next event could happen.
Yeah, because then he started writing X-Books.
Mutants were only...
Who wrote World War Hulk?
Great Pac.
Oh, he did write it. Because that ended...
Yeah,
he is. He's writing Totally Awesome Hulk.
Let's talk about Totally Awesome Hulk, and then we'll talk about Red Hulk.
Okay.
Let's talk about both of these books.
Okay.
I read both of these books.
Totally Awesome Hulk, full of a ton of potential. A lot of great stuff with Cho's family.
A lot of cool stuff.
A lot of fun stuff with Cho fighting his inner Hulk.
Best thing, not really explaining what happened to Bruce yet.
Give you a tidbit of what happened to Bruce and why Cho became felt like an all ages book.
I think it was intended to, though.
Maybe. It threw me off.
Hulks have been darker books of late, and Pac wrote one of the darkest Hulk stories.
Titania looking character at the end, whoever the hell she was, she's a new created character. Did not like that at all. That new female character they had.
Well, maybe it isn't a new character.
No, it is. I've looked it up.
Oh, is it? It's a totally new character.
And I decided, no, what's the point? I don't like this book. But I did not like that book.
I liked it.
I am,
just because I trust Pac.
No, I trust Pac and Cho. The two-page layouts of...
Cho's
work, holy crap.
Oh, man. That first two-page layout of the Hulk punching.
It's almost worth me ignoring the bad parts to get it, but there's just so many other good books out.
There are so many good books out. My thing is, knowing Pac, he's a slow burner as well.
Yeah, he is, especially with a book that he knows he's not going to be kicked off of.
No.
No one else wants to write Hulk, right?
No,
no,
nobody
wants
to.
Cool ideas.
And nobody else could write Amadeus Cho the way he does.
No, not Cho. Hickman could probably write Banner, because he did have.
Yeah, he has. Oh, man, in
so
New Avengers.
I delve into that a little bit more.
But,
I just don't want to see him do it, because it's just going to be another stupid sci-fi.
Well, I like the idea that Cho's getting...
sci-fi book.
No.
With Hulk and Banner.
But I do like the interesting aspect they're building that Cho's getting dumber for being the Hulk.
Now, see, I'm not sure...
Or dumber, just more instinctive.
I'm not sure if that came through enough. I sort of picked up on that a little bit, too, so maybe it did. I don't know. Red Wolf.
Loved it.
Great covers.
Great covers.
Jeffrey Verenigi, I'm not sure of his name. He's a Native American artist.
But you probably didn't read 1872.
Yes, I did.
Oh, for Secret Wars? It was awesome.
I was on on board with Red Wolf until the last pages when dude says, I'm going to
tweet this.
And it's not a Western anymore. It's Red Wolf being old man Logan shoehorned into the 616 universe.
But I don't think he's going to stay there.
It's too late.
I know. I agree in that the first, I was all down for the Western.
What they did with the New 52 Jonah Hex, man.
They yeah, but
him into the new to the modern day, you know, DC universe.
I know, and I was so ready for him to say in the H. I could have read at least the first arc.
I read a Marvel Western written the way Edmondson. That's who was.
Yeah, Nathan
Edmondson. It was so fun.
My guess.
But no, it threw me. It threw me for a loop at the end. I was like,
I don't think he's gonna stop writing it as a Western. I just don't want him to be. I agree with you. I don't want him to be in the 616.
He is meeting the new X-Men, all new X-Men.
No, I don't.
He's meeting the Inhumans.
I don't think they're gonna do that because Edmondson is really good at keeping out everybody else from his books.
And eventually, what? Red Wolf is an Avenger.
No, right? No.
That's exactly where we're.
No,
going.
I highly doubt
I'm
that.
I'm all good with having a Native American character.
I think
I'd
they're
love to have it, but then shoehorning this Western character what? Out of a Western into the 616 seems forced. I do not like
I don't think he'll be an Avenger, but I do know they're supposedly rebuilding the Defenders. Meaning, street-level characters. They're going to give you a street-level team.
Six guns against Galactus and shit like that.
No, he uses, he's going to start using his tomahawk.
I don't know. It was weird.
He's a street-level character. You won't see any of that craziness. It'll still be written as a
street-level character like Luke Cage, who's in the Avengers.
But he's not in the Avengers anymore.
He was. But not anymore.
But not anymore.
Let's stay away from Daniel Mendes.
Let's stay away from
him. Let's talk about comics. No more comics.
This
talk.
Is Geeks of the Square Table.
Oh, yeah.
God, I'm your host.
Little intermediate stress.
What are you doing? Are you still recording?
Yes, I am. Oh. This is episode 110.
Wow. 110. We do not renumber.
Adam.
Oh, Jules.
The Irredeemable Gomer. Can I say I haven't seen Ant-Man yet?
Have you really not seen it yet? How did you do that?
I've had a very busy year. I started a new job. I had a baby. I didn't personally have a baby. My wife did, but half my genes are in there. So, technically, the vernacular works. But I went and saw Avengers Age of Ultron in the theater, and I had to go do it. And I did not have a good experience. That's not to say I did not like the movie, but the theater screen was dark. I paid way too much for everything I did. The theater was loud. I was able to hear movies next door to me. We were having intimate moments between the Black Widow and the Hulk. And I could hear, and I was sad.
Red box that.
I was sad.
Watch it again with the red box. Okay. And Ant-Man.
I'm a dumbass because I have Prime, right? I have Amazon Prime. Okay. So it's free two-day shipping.
Okay.
But they have this thing because it's the holidays, I guess, where you can choose the no-rush option.
Oh, you did
so
that.
So if you choose the no-rush option, they send you $1 of free credit that you can use to purchase a movie.
Oh.
And I had three orders, so I'm like, oh, cool. Three different orders. That's three different dollars and three different no-rushes. So now I have a credit to watch a movie, but I have to wait to watch the movie that I really want to watch. So it's kind of pissing me off.
Why do you have to wait?
Because I have to wait to get Ant-Man. I know Rush Ant-Man. It's out today or yesterday.
Today.
Whenever. So
yesterday, yes.
But now I have to wait for them to ship it to me, so it will be here soon. But when Ant-Man does arrive, I will have every MCU film on Blu-ray.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, all of them.
Wow.
I got the Iron Man.
I want to do that, but I don't have enough money
for
that.
I'm poor. Yeah, but, well, you know what? That's a good way to say, Jaded, Mr. Jaded over here, does really enjoy the movies, but has a harder, because they're so fresh.
They are fresh, they're new, I haven't seen 1,000 movies of the Avengers when I have. Literally 264 different Avengers comics between Avengers New Avengers events. 264.
I was gonna say I have from.
I have a lot of Avengers books, and that's not all I've read. I sold my collection years ago, and I had a lot of Avengers.
I have from Busey X number 1 to now.
See,
that's a lot of books.
So it's a little
just redid my long boxes, and I realized I have from Busey X on, and that's a. Bendis did too much there in that decade of decadence. There was like four Avengers books.
I bought absolutely, well, no, I say that. I typically buy no DC books. But I have all of the DC movies for the past forever. I don't have Catwoman.
You don't need it. That's not even a movie.
I have Green Lantern.
Oh, you own that? You spent. Please tell me you didn't spend money on this. It is the Jose Canseco bat of superhero movies. It is the Jose Canseco bat of superhero movies.
They screw up Parallax in that, and they screw up the relationship.
And they screw up Hammond in that. They screw up Hal Jordan. They try to sell me Ryan Reynolds as Green Lantern. They got one good cheekbone joke, and that's the entire movie. Is that one good?
I don't have many DC comics. You know, but I do have all the DC films. You know, I have the latest Superman.
Oh, that just okay film?
It's not bad. It's okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's not like a bad movie by any stretch of the imagination.
It was just okay.
Felt a little. I still say it just feels a little forced. The second half of the movie just takes me out of it. I really liked the first half of the movie. It's just eh.
But yeah, so I'll have all of the Marvel Cinematic Universe films.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good job. Good job.
You have all of one?
Yeah.
All of them.
All of one. All but one.
Do you have the shows on DVD?
I do not, but I have Netflix.
Yeah. So all, yeah, I was going to say, that's all you need. Netflix,
so. Did you see that?
What might not be coming to Netflix?
All of the DC shows...
I'm cool with that.
...are being pulled.
Yeah, they might not... Well, not being pulled, but they might not go to Netflix until a couple years after their...
I'm okay with that.
I think that's a bold and terrifying move, because the only reason I even watched Arrow is because I saw it on Netflix.
Yeah.
That, you know, I watched the first season on Netflix is the reason I started watching the show.
We'll see. Netflix is in a really good place right now. They're doubling their content for next year, their original content, mm-hmm. which is great. They have some of the best original content available right now.
Well, almost all of their shows have gotten enough views to get a second or third or fourth season even.
Yeah, they've done really well.
Only one of their shows have pretty much been canceled. That was Hemlock Grove, but that was not on that. That
was an
that,
okay show.
It was just okay.
It was just okay, though.
I mean, for Netflix, it was bad, but
they
I mean...
They have some youth, like they have their own cartoons on there.
Yep.
They do the Dragon Riders of Burke.
Yep.
They have a Richie Rich young...
Yep.
It's not terrible.
They have a... Yeah.
Of Burke. It's from How to Train Your Dragon.
Dragon.
It's like a series from
yeah.
How to Train Your Dragon.
They also
Dragon.
Have Inspector Gadget.
Yeah. That title reminds me of a series of books.
The Dragon Riders of Pern, which
yeah.
is a great...
Great series. Yeah.
Really great series. Margaret, somebody writes
that? Atwood?
No,
it's not Atwood,
Margaret,
I know. But speaking of Margaret Atwood,
she's writing an IDW book.
She is writing
a Dark Horse book.
A Dark Horse. I was just going to say, she's writing a Dark Horse book.
She's writing a Dark Horse
book. And I'm going to pick it up.
Which is insane. We got that.
That's how big comic books are. Yeah. That Margaret Atwood is going to write a comic book.
We got that press release in, and I had it all ready to go, and I went to post it, and I got a call at work, and you know, I went and I shut my computer down.
Oh, no.
Before leaving, I was like, damn, I never published it. I get home, Margaret Atwood trending on
everywhere. I was wondering why we didn't have it on our site.
Dark Horse. My bad, guys. But we do a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we do a lot
of
stuff.
We love them DH guys.
Yeah. But yeah, Margaret Atwood.
Yeah.
That's just blowing my mind.
Blowing my mind.
What were we talking about?
TV shows.
Netflix. They have not made a bad show yet, really.
Yeah, the Marvel ones are great. Orange is the New Black has been good.
Mm-hmm. House of Cards.
They're working on it. The next season of Arrested Development is going to be Buster in jail mm-hmm. and on trial for killing Lucille Two.
Yeah.
Which we're not sure if that happened yet.
Yeah,
we just saw the outline. We're not even sure if we saw Lucille there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you haven't watched that show,
the show's brilliant.
Go watch every season and then go back and watch every season again because you missed half the jokes.
Yes.
That is a show that tells you the punchlines.
Way
three or four episodes later, we'll give you the joke.
Yes.
And it's one of the most brilliantly produced and written shows. I just love it. It's easily my favorite sitcom of all time. I've
and
seen
you
it
know
at least
what?
Four or five times, and I still find jokes.
Oh, they're just snuck
still
in there.
Find
there's a reason it got canceled.
But very.
People caught on to the fact that there are jokes.
Okay.
You could not get away with.
Do you know when they go to the swap kids? the restaurant.
Yes.
There's a cornballer in the swapping room. It took me 3 times to watch that season, and I'm like, wait a minute, and I stop, and I'm like, Amanda, look at that, talking to my wife. She's like, holy shit, there's a cornballer in the swapping room. It's just like, how did they do that, you know? They just hide jokes here and there. And I love it.
They just want to see if you're paying attention.
And it's not even that, man. I think
it's so good.
They have fun.
Oh, clearly.
Making each other laugh. It's an inside joke. And if you're not in, they don't even care.
Yeah, no, they don't care.
You get in.
They hope you're enjoying the show as much as they are.
And I'm in. So, yeah, definitely watch the show. But speaking of that, there's that show Transparent on Amazon.
Yeah.
Its second season is out.
Yeah.
Very good show, won a bunch of Emmys. Jeffrey Tambor, who plays a couple of different roles on Arrested Development, is the lead character. He plays a transgender person and his entire family. It's a really cool show because he feels, and his whole family feels, that because he's transgender and he's finally coming out about it, that he has such a screwed up life. But they get into his family. His family's life is so much more screwed up than his, but they just don't admit it.
Right.
You know, it's like they're, it's just a really complex sort of show, and it's a dark comedy.
Nice.
When you really get down to it. So, yeah, definitely watch that. That just came out this week, the second season of that, on Amazon.
Nice. A lot of good original stuff.
Does anyone watch TV, like, on regular TV?
I don't.
I watch sports.
Sports. And this loser over here who doesn't have any internet, right? He's got it on his phone.
I don't even have regular TV.
I'm out of gigs.
I couldn't watch it if I wanted to.
I don't have any bandwidth. I'm out of gigs.
I watch sports. I watch soccer. We all know that.
I watch sports.
I have a regular
Cristiano
TV.
Ronaldo.
It's just my computer.
I watch.
It's just expensive regular TV. Why would I pay
cable.
For that? What, yeah.
Cable.
Why would I pay for cable when
cable.
I could just get it all on the internet?
Like,
because I watch BBC
you get
shows.
Cable internet, they give you TV.
Yeah.
And it's cheap. What they do is they charge you twice as much for internet without TV as they do.
It's true.
So, literally, we bundle, have a basic cable box, but we don't have it hooked up.
Yeah.
We just got it so our internet would be cheaper.
Oh, yeah. My internet is really cheap.
The last time I watched over-the-air TV, it was the Weather Channel.
See, that's not over-the-air TV. That's cable television.
Actually, it is.
Yeah. Well, there's a local over-the-air weather channel.
I
do have digital antennas all over my house because if my internet goes out, I want to be able to know what's going on in the world.
But the antenna is not the digital part. It's the signal.
Sure, but it still
has to be...
The
antenna is just a piece of metal.
Exactly, but that's what they call them, Larry, a digital antenna.
But that's just...
I just want people to know that what we're talking about, the same thing.
No,
Larry is splitting
not.
Hairs
no,
over an antenna.
An antenna is an antenna.
Yes.
That is saying that you have to have a Spanish ear to understand Spanish. It's not
okay.
You do, though.
Okay.
No, you have to know Spanish.
Okay.
Spanish.
But you have to have...
But any ear can hear it. Any antenna...
Yeah, but to understand it,
though.
But
you have to have a digital-capable television.
Correct.
But your old antenna still works.
If your television is digital,
yes. But some people don't have a digital television. It's the same way I would say acoustic guitar or electric guitar. They're still the same damn thing. You can still play a C note on both of them. I just was distinguishing between getting a terrestrial signal, a traditional terrestrial signal, which is no longer available, and a digital signal. And I didn't mean he's got all these weird chips on his shoulder.
Terrestrial signal.
Yeah, you
so
can't get those anymore.
So you're saying the digital signals are from outer space?
No, they are not traditional. By traditional, I mean a regular, you know, RF.
Analog signal.
Signal.
An analog signal and a digital
signal.
It's two different languages, and
exactly.
You're wrong in saying that you cannot get analog signals. There are analog signals still out there.
They're
just really, really bad.
The channels that you get with the digital signal are not available via analog.
It's like the slowest boxing match I've ever seen.
It is. It's like Rocky on like reverse.
Yeah. It's like the end of Rocky 2 in reverse.
See that
The
new Rocky movie?
Creed?
No,
yeah.
I've heard
it.
It was pretty good.
It was Rocky again, but I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. What I paid money for.
The only thing
I loved Apollo Creed,
Rocky
so.
Too.
I love Rocky too.
I love both of those.
I love those.
I love
three too, though. I don't like. I'm not
three.
A fan of four.
I love 4 more than 3.
I hate 4.
The Russian one?
I just love Apollo Creed, so him dying like 10 minutes in is the dumbest.
You know, he really should.
And the robot, God, the robot is so bad. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's all worn out. All worn out.
Going to damn town. I love that movie.
I hate Rocky 4. I hate the robot.
Oh, the robot.
The robot, the Russian robot. Training scene's really dumb. Him training the stone. Didn't care for any of that movie.
Get your hands up, boy.
I love Clubber Lang. Love Clubber Lang. Line of the Dog Cage.
My prediction.
Pity the, Pity the fool.
Dude, that's the
Hulk Hogan is in that movie. Hulk Hogan is in that movie.
Cut these gloves off me.
Yeah,
so
dude.
Go
wrestle
Hulk Hogan.
Dude, I love the wrestling
like
scene.
They call him like Adonis or something.
Dude, I love that movie.
That's a bad movie because that was Hulk Hogan's acting debut.
Yeah.
And after that, we got No Holds Barred.
Yep.
Where he fights Zeus, tiny Zeus Lester.
Yes. Yep.
Who's famous for being in Friday.
Yep.
Remember that dude in Friday?
Yeah.
He kicks his ass. Ice Cube kicks his ass at the end.
What's the Hulk Hogan movie where he's from space?
Huh?
You never
Urban
seen that?
Commando.
Urban Commando. Yeah. That movie's hilariously bad.
Suburban. Yeah,
Suburban Commando.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Suburban
Commando.
Man,
that
like
movie.
A babysitter, right, or something?
Something like that.
He ends up becoming a babysitter.
Yeah.
Yes.
A nanny. A nanny. He's a nanny. I ain't letting Hulk Hogan watch my kids.
Yes, yes.
Back
yeah,
away.
It,
back
yeah,
away. He like, threatens the car alarm. He goes, okay, take whatever you want.
Yeah.
No, leave me alone.
It sounds like a
out.
Terrible.
Actually, the best is
like
him
movie.
Walking by the rednecks.
It is a hard
and,
like the Rock doing
they're like, hey, man, like, back up.
And it's hilariously bad.
It's so bad. But he's like, hey, man, back up. And the rednecks, he's like, what, you're going to do something? And he, like, goes to this giant threat, like, are you going to rip my eyes out? No. We're going to sue you.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that movie.
It was funny.
Fan.
The only reason I even gave that movie the time of day was like the trailer was in front of some VHS I had forever. I can't even remember what
it
was. Yeah.
What else is going on? Are we going to avoid talking about Star Wars? I guess I have just by saying that, but you guys don't have to answer.
I see you're finally on board.
I'm not on board.
You're not on board?
I'm excited because it's
you're
Star
excited.
Wars.
Shut up.
I'm not as
don't.
Hype as everybody else.
You don't
Star
need to be
Wars
hyped, but you need to be
50,
a little excited.
Track record.
Well, it's
it has
really
a 50-50 track record. It's got a lot of cool toys and games, but I could have bought those forever. Now there's new toys and games. I'm kind of pissed off that they're trying to replace R2-D2 with some soccer ball bitch. I'm sorry. I'm
no.
sorry. Everyone's
no.
laughing. They support me.
Hey.
No.
Combine the two into one robot.
They're going to have little baby droids hanging out. Is that
No. R2-D2 is not going anywhere,
no,
but they
I
need
know.
To drop C-3PO like a bad habit.
No, can't drop
that
C-3PO.
Robot's so annoying.
He's
never,
that's his thing.
Never,
that's his
I've
thing.
Never enjoyed that robot,
that's
especially in Empire.
That's his thing.
I was rewatching the trilogy, and I realized C-3PO
like
is
like
real. I know, I love Empire.
That's his thing. He's an annoying piece
but
of
he's
shit.
Like,
yeah. I
and like,
cool.
I noticed in Star Wars and Jedi, he like does stuff to help out. And he's, like, kind of funny. But in Empire, he's just an a-hole.
No, he tries to help out.
But yeah, but he's an a-hole about it. He's an a-hole about it.
He tries
because
to
he's separated from R2-D2, he is way less likable in Empire. I don't know. Oh, dude, watch it. So it, he's just.
It's okay. He's not
what,
a hero.
What?
See, he's separated from R2-D2, but then he has Chewbacca to work off of.
Yeah, and Chewbacca just hates him. Just
no,
hates
Chewbacca
him.
Likes him. Chewbacca went back for him.
Chewbacca does go back for him. 3PO hates Chewbacca. He gets really pissed off about it.
Because he puts his head on backwards.
He puts his. He should.
He walking carpet.
That's also the movie I realized you could cover his mouth and he stops talking. Because Han definitely does that to him. I was like, why haven't you done that? No, it's Han. It's the, Leia and Han are talking and Han just puts his hand on his mouth.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Because it's in front of the Falcon. It's D-3PO. Hate C-3PO.
Don't put your hand up to Chewie. He'll bite it off.
And him and his dumb new red arm.
The Force. Before Jamaicans, that's what it's called.
Before
right?
Jamaicans, like, yeah. Cool Everybody's
runnings.
Got a
Cool Runnings.
I love Cool Runnings.
I can tell that joke because it's from Saturday Night Live last yes. week, and you don't watch it.
No, I don't watch that shit anymore.
I'm pretty sure it's the Four Jamaicans.
Is it the Four Jamaicans?
The Force Awakens.
You wanted to say the Force Jamaicans. Ooh, that doesn't sound good.
I'm excited for it. There's a lot of hype.
There's a lot of hype.
A lot of people I know. I pre-ordered tickets. I'm going to read every review I can find, every synopsis, every line-by-line recreation, and find a torrent even if I can before I go. I see that
front. You know,
I am so upset by the fact that they're only going to be showing it the first night, and all the tickets are sold out, so I won't be able to see it.
Man, I've heard that they're selling tickets for Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
Tuesday morning.
I'm
16th.
Not going to go anywhere How? Near a theater. That
Why?
Week.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to see it till Christmas. It's going to be my Christmas gift to myself.
Hey, maybe January or February before I go to see it.
You're not going to wait that long.
I just might.
I probably will.
I won't.
Larry will. Larry
hates everything.
And it's not to say I'm not excited. I am a fan of Star Wars. I like Star Wars. I am just not buying into the hype.
You don't want to get shanked by a rabbit fan waiting in line.
Yeah, man. That's going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to be me.
Yeah.
It probably will be
me. It probably will be me.
I got yelled at by some rabbit fan just because I didn't have a theory who the Kylo guy was.
Well, Kylo Ren is Adam Driver. Kylo Ren is Kylo Ren. I'm not even going to, like, feed into that whole thing.
And I think that's where the hype comes from. People want to, you know, think about what it's going to be.
So I know.
And that's cool. I'm so for that. Be excited. I just don't want people to shit on me for not being as excited as them.
And
I'm still excited, but people are saying, oh, what do you mean? You don't have your tickets yet?
No, forget those people.
And enjoying every second of it.
All I'm saying...
You don't have Star Wars number one yet? You didn't get Darth Vader number one? Holy shit.
And
that's
this
what I want to say to those people.
This is why I was trying to cut into your skepticism last week. Is yeah. because... It forget that it's Star Wars, forget George Lucas in those prequels.
Sure.
This is Disney we're talking about.
No, I get
this is what did Disney
yeah.
do to your Marvel comic books when they bought it?
No, they didn't change anything.
They didn't change anything. They made it a little bit. In fact, they took a little.
Who owns every single
they took the
Marvel movie on Blu-ray?
They took the training wheels off the comic books and made them more adult. And then they gave you the movies.
Yeah.
They're not going to skim you the way.
Iron Man 2.
Yeah, but they gave him Iron Man 1 and 3.
They gave you the Avengers.
They gave you the Avengers.
They did, but Marvel gave me the good movies. And then Disney did get better, but Disney did not have its missteps. It did have its missteps. It was not without its faults.
Yeah, but Disney has a better track record.
Now than that. Well, now they know where they can go.
I'm just saying, no one is going to get me any... or less excited.
I'm not going to say that. I was just trying to cut into your skepticism of how bad you thought it was going
to
be.
So I can play Battlefront.
I don't have time to play video games.
The Jakku or whatever freaking expansion will be out by the time I'm able to play that.
That's tough.
I think it's already out.
I think it is already out.
Damn it.
Speaking of Star Wars, how good has Vader Down been?
It's okay.
I like it. I like that last issue.
I really like that last issue.
The first two issues
were okay, but I love that first issue.
I like what Vader Down's about.
Three issues?
Yes. Yeah, it's three issues.
There's Vader Down, and then last issue, Star Wars, and then Darth Vader.
Luke saves Han, and Han and that girl go at it, and they both do the exact same thing. And
the droids fight each other.
The droids fighting each other was the best part of that issue. I love the droids going at it. I just love that R2-D2 really thought he could get away with using the little shocky thing he uses all the time. Only to find out that droid is packing hardcore.
And that's when all the guns come
yes.
out. I did read that. I'm caught up.
And I loved the dialogue where Luke cuts off.
Afra is that girl's name.
Yes.
Yes, Afra.
Afra.
I love that Aaron basically
best
pokes.
New
yes.
Yeah. She's awesome.
Jason Aaron pokes the fun that there's always an arm lost in Star Wars, and then sort of makes a Black Knight joke as Luke cuts off the other arm.
Well, I like how in that issue,
a little joke.
I like how in the first Star Wars movie, Han makes a little joke or whatever to C-3PO that
about Wookiee's ripping his arms off. And yes, he rips his arm off. Oh, that was awesome. It was great. And then just, I love that subtle, like...
Star Wars is easily one of the best things Marvel Comics has done.
Yeah. Well, they picked two really solid writers.
The whole creative team. Stellar. Amazing.
But I guess the biggest surprise is how good Karen Gillan has delivered with Vader.
He's done a pretty good job.
He's done a really good job. Karen Gillan wasn't my first choice to write that book. I'm going to be totally honest.
You did it because Aphra is so damn good.
Yeah, but that's...
That character is great. If for a little bit there, it was a heist book. For a little while there, it was sort of a political intrigue book. There's a lot of different elements all being tossed together that aren't very Vader-ish.
No.
But seem to come together. I mean,
every once in a while, Vader's not even like the main guy in the book.
He's not really the main guy at all. He's trying to cover up for the main guy, who is that girl, Aphra. And you hold Vader down, Aphra's trying to cover her own ass because she knows if Vader gets out of here, Vader's going to think
she set him up. Yeah.
Which he already thinks.
Yeah.
But. Reading the solicits post Vader down, it appears that Vader does get captured for an extended period of time.
That'd be interesting.
That would be interesting.
We'll see. Let's see where it goes.
Having just rewatched the trilogy, I totally forgot how familiar Vader is with the main characters by Empire. When he has no idea.
Even to when they are in Cloud City?
Yes.
They are very familiar.
They are very familiar.
Well, we know he knows Leia. And he even says in that book, oh, princess.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Yeah. And that's... Florian's my ass. You can tell that's his fucking daughter.
Yeah, I know.
Loser Anakin.
What the same idea. He's so far gotten... They always talk about he's more machine than man.
Yeah.
And he hasn't had to use the Force the way he has to around Skywalker. Also, that moment...
He doesn't use the Force the way the Jedi does. He doesn't...
No.
You know,
he's never used the Force the way that Jedi's do.
Even when Anakin was back in Episode 2, stay in the now. He was always in the future and all about power and moving things. You know, the physical manifestation of the Force.
Still best moment of the series is when he hears Skywalker's name. That's a really powerful moment.
And shakes the glass.
In both books. I love how they deliver
it. Same week.
Yeah. It was a huge moment.
Yeah. Very well done.
Very well done.
Jason Aaron. It's got to be Jason Aaron bringing that up and saying, no, this is what we should do. That's He's just such a smart guy.
Such a smart guy.
So good. Every book he writes is great.
Well, because that's everyone's question. How does he know who Skywalker is by Empire? Which is the whole thing that I've loved about Marvel filling in these gaps. It's like there's the most gap between Star Wars and Empire. And they're doing a really good job of explaining it.
When you get to Empire, it's Han.
Yeah.
And Vader sent out a bunch of stuff.
Han's a general. Luke is a commander. You know, I'm curious. When we get to Empire, are we going to jump to the end of Empire and fill in the gaps between... Oh, they probably will. They'll probably fill in the gaps between...
But when will they decide is the end part point? Like, how long do you think this series will go before they're like...
Before they get to Empire.
Yeah, before they get to Empire.
We just hit the end of the...
2 years.
Well, we just hit the end of the
three,
first year.
Yeah, so think about this. There's exactly 3 years, according to the scrolling, between Star Wars and Empire.
So
36 will be probably by the time they get to Hoth.
Plus annuals. 40 issues, maybe less.
And then they'll probably jump. And there's, I think, a bigger gap between...
There's a lot of stuff...
That they could do
there in
between Empire and Jedi.
There is a
like
lot
how...
Of
in,
stuff
like Luke making his saber. I cannot... Lando.
How does he get into Jabba's dojo? That's where he's at.
Yeah, and he'd been there clearly for a minute. And how does Boba Fett not notice who he is? I've always wondered that.
He's wearing that wonderful
mask.
Yeah,
come on, man. And not only that, where did Luke make his saber?
Where did he learn how to do that?
Where did he learn how to do all of that? Well, at least they're filling in some of the gaps in that. How was Luke able to fight Vader and Empire when he clearly had no idea? He still has no idea what he's doing.
It's going to be lightsaber battles between...
Oh, yeah, Vader and
Yoda
Luke.
And Luke.
Practicing? I don't think so.
Practicing, man.
I don't
practice.
Think so. I don't think so.
Practice.
I don't think Yoda.
Well, somebody was telling me that they think they watch Rebels, so they're like, "Well, I think Anakin's Padawan is still out there." Well, I would read Anakin's Padawan training Luke Skywalker.
I don't think that happens.
I don't think that's gonna happen.
You don't think that's gonna happen?
No.
I don't know, man.
I hope not.
I'd read it.
But yeah, so Star Wars is awesome.
Star Wars is awesome, specifically the comic.
I don't know where
right
they're
going
to go next.
No idea.
What's the limited right now? Chewbacca. Next one's Anakin
and
Obi-Wan.
And Obi-Wan.
Which looks cool.
Looks cool.
Charles Soule.
Charles Soule.
Chichetto.
It's the first time the Star Wars comics go to the prequel realm.
Yeah. It is the first time we've really touched the prequel.
Disney's been pretty good about not touching.
Well, canon kind of touches the prequel, only because canon
it's
fills in the gaps
between
Clone Wars and Rebels.
I think it's okay to go back.
I think it's okay to go back.
It's okay.
I think they'll do a better job than those prequel movies did.
Yeah,
cannot
be
worse.
Can't be shittier than that.
I think they're going to want to build up their Anakin better than the movies did.
I could not get through Attack of the Clones. I tried watching them all again.
I just watched the original trilogy.
I could get through Phantom Menace, but I could not get through Attack of the Clones.
I can get through the Return of the Sith.
Revenge of the Sith?
Yeah. Revenge of the Sith's all right. I could get through that.
Good, solid action.
Yeah.
If you take it at that
and you don't throw in Star Wars.
There's no more depth than it's a fun action movie.
My problem with that is I really enjoyed the Genndy Tartakovsky Clone Wars vignettes.
Those are pretty good.
Those are great. And in those, General Grievous is like terrifying and kills a ton of Jedi. And then you give me that like really dumb, annoying Obi-Wan fight where Obi-Wan
shoots him.
So cheap. So cheap. First off, Obi-Wan is like the not blaster Jedi. And just, it's a bad fight.
Yeah.
Hated it. It's really bad.
It's like hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
It's really terrible.
But you know, the Genndy Tartakovsky vignettes still hold up.
Really bad dry heat.
That Anakin is way better than the Anakin they give you in the movies. Him wanting to become a knight fast. Him fighting the Asajj Ventress and getting the scar.
Man, to hell with that guy.
What?
I'm still reading that book, Mark Chichetto.
Oh, yeah. I love Mark Chichetto.
The one from the newest.
Yes.
The Empire. What the hell was it called?
Shattered Empire.
Shattered Empire. Yes, he did.
I don't know. It's got a huge name. Star Wars.
Yeah. Mark Chichetto. He also worked on Avengers World. He was one of the three rotating artists. I know you didn't read that book.
Awesome.
That book was really intense.
He is an amazing
That book was a pain
artist.
To get weekly.
Avengers.
Monthly.
World?
Yeah,
it was
World.
Only cool
it
if you binge read it.
Here's the gaps of all the bullshit that you don't really even care about.
It was just Morning Glory is the superhero comic
book.
Dude,
it had some moments. It had a flying dragon with a city on its head.
Yeah, all those stories. You know, it's cool if you pick out the stories, which is like every three issues, and then read them in one consecutive little story. Like 1, 4, 7, and 9, if you read those together, it's one nice little story.
Not a fan of that series.
That Shang-Chi issue, though.
Who was that? Nick Spencer?
Yeah, Shang-Chi. Nick Spencer and Jonathan Hickman plotted.
Well, Jonathan Hickman only, wrote, two issues.
Yeah, he wrote that Shang-Chi issue,
though.
Which was the best one, him fighting the Gorgon.
So fun. I love the Gorgon. Sorry, I go back and read that.
Secret Warriors?
No, because
I love that book.
One.
Oh,
the Wolverine one, would they introduce the Gorgon?
Yes.
So good.
I also did
got a whole stack of new comics, but I'm going to read that
one.
Yeah.
I love it. I lay with it on my bed and roll around.
Are we doing get paper cuts on my gems?
Yes, we are. Doesn't that ruin your Wolverine run?
Nope. Makes it so much better. You should try it. Come over. Roll around on my Wolverines.
I like all new Wolverines.
All new Wolverines pretty good.
It's pretty good. I like the current.
First issue was good. The second issue is like, no, this is a Wolverine book with clones. I'm done with this book already.
She's a clone.
I know, but they made new clones of her.
Yes.
That's stupid. They're going back to the clone thing, and now she's hunting down.
That's the whole Wolverine thing. They try to make her. Okay.
No.
First off, she's a clone of somebody else, and they try to make clones of a clone.
A Wolverine book has clones in it, just like an X-Men book has time travel. That's the way it is.
Almost all of the Wolverine books have clones. Most of them have had clones.
The title is
All New Wolverine.
Well,
first off,
that's most of the Marvel books.
That is most of the Marvel books. I like Laura. I like. First off, it's the first Wolverine book where Wolverine didn't kill any of the clones. Yeah.
And yeah. It had the clones with the green
claws. I remember the clones with the green claws.
This is that story. This is exactly what I'm throwing out. I don't want to read that again.
No, because...
I gave it 2 issues, I'm sorry.
I like it in that...
And the whole second issue was nothing but dialogue about it. And just play
with them. Yes. But yeah, I liked the exposition. I liked the idea that Laura Kinney was the more intense version. I like it. And I love Angel. It's two of my favorite characters. I love Angel.
Even being in the book, although I don't really care one way or the other, I don't, you know, that's not why I don't like it. It just, it feels like every other Wolverine book I've ever read, and I'm not sure why they had to change anything. The Old Man Logan book is coming out. I don't know if I'm going to get that either.
I'm going to get that.
I'm a fan of Andre 17.
I am a huge fan, and I love Jeff Lemire.
That Green Arrow run was
That Green Arrow run was really good run.
With the same oranges and sienna colors.
Well, that's Sorrentino's art.
That's Sorrentino's art.
Sorrentino does have a problem with the same face.
Sorrentino, to me, is the digital version of Maleev. Like, Maleev is more penciled.
Like he did I, Vampire before he did...
Yes.
Before he did Green Arrow. And the main character in I, Vampire looks almost exactly the same as Oliver Queen.
Yeah.
Who looks almost exactly the same as Old Man Logan, except Old Man Logan's a little older.
Yeah.
It's a big nerd collaboration.
I am.
But I like the page layouts.
I like the page layouts. I love the silhouettes. But you know what? He's got such a good writer behind him that I would read anything Jeff Lemire would write right now.
I don't know. I don't like his X-Men right now.
It's interesting.
Which X-Men is
Extraordinary. Really? I liked that Old Man Logan Gene issue. Yes!
I like that book.
I'm liking it. It looks like an X-book that where something's actually going to happen.
It needs a villain.
It needs a villain. I totally agree.
Well,
yes.
It is Mr. Sinister, but he's not doing anything. He's in the background. He's in the background. I don't like books where they sit around and they fight faceless things just to fight faceless things.
That's exactly what's happening, and I so understand that.
I totally agree with that beef, too.
That was a really bad part of the book, but you have to admit,
shoot something.
Bobby and Forge and their refrigerator full of Iceman.
That was awesome.
Holy crap.
Was awesome. Bobby sits down and Storm's like, what are you doing?
He's like, I'm fighting.
It would have been more awesome, though,
if they were fighting like a villain.
If they had waited a little bit
and
brought that out in a moment that actually mattered.
True.
But hopefully that's...
That's not the only... Yes.
They're
giving that to you early so that way it doesn't feel cheap later.
If it grows into, you know, what it could possibly be, it's going to be the best X-Book. I'm not sold on any of the other X-Books. All New, sorry.
I liked All New.
All New wasn't. It was
Uncanny
okay.
Is coming
it was
out,
okay.
It looks like X-Force.
I'm not going to read Uncanny
not
at all.
Read that.
I'm sorry. It's like
Colin
the two... Bond. Yeah. It's not Colin Bug, it's Greg Land. I just don't like Greg Land's art.
I know.
He's the best tracer there is. He's so good at it.
What other X-books are there that aren't individual?
Just Wolverine and Old Man Logan.
It's just all new.
Those are the five X-books.
Yeah. It really slimmed
the
X-books. They gave you all new Wolverine.
There's three Inhumans books, right? Uncanny, all new, and...
There's more than that. There's
no. There's just Uncanny.
There's solo books too.
There's just Uncanny and
all new.
No, there's no adjective.
There's
they,
no.
They
got
away.
Rid of it. So there's Uncanny Inhumans. There's all new Inhumans.
All new Inhumans is kind of an extension of adjective.
Okay.
Yes.
So there's two, and then there's.
Yes.
The
well, they give you pretty much
that's
the.
It.
The,
Miss
oh no,
Marvel
Miss
is technically.
Miss Marvel's an Inhuman book.
Technically,
and so is
I really don't care.
No?
She's in the Inhuman section on the preview.
Yes.
So.
True that.
And she sometimes hangs out with
Medusa.
Medusa, and remember, Medusa gave her. God, what's the dog's name?
Oh, Lockjaw?
Lockjaw. Yes, she was kicking it with Lockjaw.
But everybody kicks it with that dog every once in a while.
Yeah, but she is an Inhuman. That's how she got her powers.
Because I remember reading the first issue being like, what the hell? She wasn't in the thing for a bunch of hours like everybody else. She's just in it and out again?
Yep.
What happened?
Yeah. Yep.
Because it happened in like moments. Like the same night.
Yes.
She was in the thing and then got out of it. It didn't jog with the rest
of
the
Inhumans. Yeah, and all the Inhumans is more like a lot of the new humans, I think, are just going to flock to that book. And then you'll have, like, all the classic characters in Uncanny.
Yeah.
And then Karnak has his own book. And then, technically, Moon Girl is an Inhuman.
I don't believe
that. She's in the Inhuman section.
Is she?
Yep, Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur is in the Inhuman section.
I didn't
in
read
the previews.
That. Was that okay?
I heard it was pretty
Taylor
good.
Raved about it.
Yeah, he said it was really good.
That looked like a Taylor book.
That did look like a Taylor book.
That looked like a Taylor book.
Nothing's better, though, than Vision right
now. Yeah, nothing's better than Vision as far as the all-new book.
Vision and...
Vision is amazing.
Page for Page is an incredible book.
Anything Tom King you guys should read right now. The Omega Man on DC is one of the only things worth reading coming out of DC.
I haven't been reading that. I feel like I need to get into it now, though.
Do you like Kyle Reiner?
I do. He's my favorite Lantern. He's my favorite Lantern. Is he Lantern in that book?
He's a Lantern in
that book. Okay, I could read it.
Kyle Reiner's all right.
He was our Green Lantern. Shut up. He was the only Green Lantern that did anything.
All right, I think we're going to pull a winner here for this Ant-Man. Is that what's happening, Larry?
I can't believe I'm not going to win this.
I'm live on the air. Hopefully it's not one of us.
I don't think I even put my name
in it. I put my name in it.
Oh, you want me to draw a name? All right, I'm going to pull a name just at random here. I'm going to read it. It's Jesus. Y'all know who that is.
Damn.
Unless we're not... Oh, okay. Pull another one. Sorry, Jesus.
He works here. He can't deal with it.
All right, there's not many to grab one. This one is blank.
Really?
All right,
that must have been one of the people that put in for a photo.
Third time's the charm.
Hold on. All right, I got one here. It is Jules Treba.
No way. No way. You're messing with me.
It says it's you.
How's that not fair? I don't own the movie. I wrote it in there because I wanted it.
Go.
I'm the only actual fan of the damn character.
Pika, John Pika.
Pekka?
Pika.
I can't believe I got passed up to win.
I'm the Ant-Man guy,
and I got passed up while we were doing my podcast on my microphone?
Sorry.
That's ridiculous. I spent money in this place.
You win a digital copy of the movie Ant-Man, Marvel's Ant-Man, out.
That Gomer hasn't seen yet.
I haven't seen it yet. I'm going
to
see it as soon
as I can't believe this just happened.
As soon as it comes to my house.
How can you not believe these things anymore, Gomer?
I'm sorry.
I legitimately entered and lost.
Oh, man.
Well, you didn't lose.
I won and then I lost.
Yeah, you won and then
somebody else
it
won.
It was taken away from you. But, yeah, that's what you deserve, I think.
Is that guy white?
I can only assume.
Because I'm going to make this a racial thing and sue.
Go ahead. I hope he's the most Hispanic dude in the universe.
I hope so.
I hope he comes in with a
sombrero. No, his name is
Pekka.
Pekka? That's just a Mexican thing. They're not really Hispanic.
What?
That's not, I mean.
No, I'm kidding.
I was about to say,
I'm just offended.
I actually have a picture of a donkey in Spain.
Oh, that's awesome.
What?
That was a double exposure.
Oh, that's cool.
Of a motorcycle.
Oh, so that's even funny.
The outside you see Donkey, and where his chest would be, you see the engine of this Harley.
Oh, that's like Photoshop back in the day.
Well, this was a legitimate accidental double exposure.
Back in the day, they used to do purposeful double exposures, and you'd be able to do weird things with regular
people. Yeah. I've experimented.
I'm sure you have. Yeah, that's what I was getting at. You're a photography dude.
All right, John, just come on down to the shop and pick up your copy.
I'm sure they'll email you your notification on that, or send you a postcard to your address there. Or come visit you at your house. You know your address is on there. We can just give it out. Everybody will come over there to watch Ant-Man with you.
So any final thoughts?
Yeah, I'll start final thoughts. Interviews this week on Outright Geekery are plentiful. We got the entire No Mercy creative team. That's an Image book. A very fun Image book. We have the Narcopolis Continuum. Narcopolis is a book that stems from the heavy metal anthology movie from back in the day. We got Scott Duvall. He's the writer of that book.
The first one or the second one?
I'm pretty sure it's the original.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
The one that's worth watching.
I think it's the one with the taxi cab. Isn't that Narcopolis?
I think that was.
I don't remember. But anyway, that's up there. And
I thought the second one was.
It was just okay.
I like that animation style.
Yeah. I like the first one a lot.
Yeah, but we also have an interview with writer Ed Reason on his new book, The Violent, number one, which is actually on shelves today.
Yep.
It's an Image Comics book, too. It's great. Oh, that Narcopolis Continuum is a heavy metal book. Heavy Metal's actually publishing it. Same people who do the magazine.
Yeah.
They're publishing the comic.
I'd pick it up if it wasn't for their editor right now.
Oh, here we go. He got some man hands thing.
Who's their editor?
Grant Morrison.
Got some man hands thing. You ever seen the episode of Seinfeld when he breaks up with her because she got man hands?
Yeah, but like Grant Morrison.
She's got man hands. She's a sweet girl, but she's got man hands.
Yeah, but I have every reason not to like Grant Morrison. I've spent money on that guy, and he's just only let me down.
Well, you can support this guy.
Well, he tried to kill Magneto. First off, he tried to kill Magneto the same year they wrote that story about Magneto living in a concentration camp.
The Magneto Testament.
That's a really powerful... It was a really powerful book. Like a week right after that wrapped up, he killed Magneto. It's like
teach that in middle school class.
Yes. So it's like, wait, why would you do that? Which is why Marvel fired his ass.
But The Violent from Ed Reason is sort of like a criminal crime noir meets a family drama.
So it's like Criminal by Brubaker and...
Yeah, but it's a lot more family. A lot of tough decisions, a lot of people who've made mistakes in their life and are put in the position where they can make mistakes now, and they do. And they try to do the right thing, but it's a great, great book. You immediately love the characters. You immediately root for them and brandish them for making mistakes. You know,
okay.
It's really, really fun. Fun book. Check it out. Ed Reason. Adam Gorham is actually doing art. He did Dead Drop for Valiant Comics.
Yes.
Fun book.
I was just going to say, I really enjoyed that, actually.
It's not my favorite Valiant book, but it was definitely a good one.
It was a good read.
Yeah.
It was a good little...
Time Walker is my favorite.
That is a great book.
Followed by Ninjak.
I love Ninjak.
I love Ninjak.
Go ahead.
Final thought.
Good night, Elaine.
Is it a Ninjak comment?
I was going to say the new story arc starts today that I'm excited for.
For the Ninjak?
Yeah, they're bringing back Shadow Man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Shadow Man's going to be hanging out a while, too.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard him and Ninjak are going to hang... What?
Too bad his books.
Yeah, his book did suck.
It got good in the end.
It got really good. Well, actually, they actually got a writer worthwhile.
They actually got a writer on it, yeah.
Yeah, Justin Jordan.
No, Justin Jordan was in the beginning.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Who did they get?
Justin Jordan wrote the New Guardians.
It was the guy who was writing Hellblazer.
Oh, Ray Fox?
No.
Not Ray Fox.
That's Constantine.
Yeah.
It is Constantine.
I'm talking Hellblazer.
Oh.
Actual Hellblazer book.
Oh, who was it? Yes, because that End Times was really good.
Great art on that, though.
Great
Final
art.
Thought.
I can't believe I got screwed over the Ant-Man, and I'm like the only guy who uses... about that character.
They're doing
an Ant-Man 2. Yeah, they're actually not doing an Ant-Man 2, and I hate that's how they word it. It's Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Is this going to be a romantic comedy?
No.
No?
No.
They're saying it's going to be a genre-bent sort of superhero movie. They're going to bend it harder than they bend any of the other films as far as genre bending goes.
I think it's going to be a murder mystery. I think it's going to be, yeah, I think it's going to be who killed Hank Pym. I think Hank Pym is going to die, and I think they're going
to
go after.
Like, or victims unit. We're gonna have to figure
they're going
to
go after
if
the
dude punched his old lady or not. Boom! It's an old Ant-Man joke.
Yeah, I know. That's not funny to me. Or they're going to go after the. Oh, wait. You haven't watched the movie, so I can't tell you. They're going to. It might be like super sci-fi. It's either going to be like a crime noir or it's going to be really hi-fi.
I'm hoping for a
because there's like.
It's not gonna be super sci-fi. It's gotta be funny.
Yeah, it's
sci-fi
gotta be
funny. Not
funny.
I'm hoping for like a Mr. and Mrs. Smith, maybe. Not like that, but sort of funny in an action
sort of way.
A Marvelous
version of Ocean's 11.
Well, that's kind of what this movie was.
You have to get a lot more characters.
There's
it's not gonna be a heist movie.
Yeah, because this one, the first one's a heist movie.
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna be a heist.
They've already done the heist movie. I think
no
it's gonna.
Spoilers, guys. Come on, we just gave this.
Dude,
movie
the trailer
away.
Shows you it's pretty much a heist movie.
But the guy who steals stuff.
Yes, I mean, his first story was a heist story. To steal the Ant-Man.
Final thought, please, sir. What is your final thought for this week's Geeks of the Square Table podcast?
No.
You never have a quality final thought.
I'm sorry.
This is Batman came out today. Talk about Batman for a moment.
Batman's okay.
Is Jim Gordon still Batman?
Jim Gordon is still Batman.
Five issues behind Batman.
This is the issue where Bruce Wayne's supposed to... Yes, Bruce Wayne got to get his last
before
issue.
Before he realized he was Batman.
Yes,
he
this
had
is
some
this
sort of amnesia.
This is the issue where he's supposed to start figuring out that he was Batman.
That's going to be a rude awakening.
Yes,
it might be actually fun to go down that road a little bit with Bruce as he, you know, comes back.
Is this the most recent one?
Maybe they'll flash back.
Get him.
You know,
you should
I trust you.
Omega Man is a great read.
I'm getting all six.
It is a very smart.
Trusting him.
I would.
You know, I trust.
Famous last words. I'll trust him.
I trust Adam with hi-fi books. Because Adam's like the only person who actually enjoys the Transformers as much as I do.
Transformers is great.
Great. And I know you do too.
Read Transformers?
Yeah.
I read it every week.
Do you read
so
More Than Meets the Eye?
Yes.
That book is great. Last issue is great.
So good.
Oh.
But that's because.
Do you hear what's happening in issue 15?
I don't want to know what's
I don't
happening.
Want to know.
Decepticon Justice Division.
I don't want to know.
Oh, I cannot wait.
That book has been brilliant.
That last issue though with Cyclonus.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's a great series, dude. I don't care if
that gives me the little bit of trust in IDW for everything.
There is more emotion, heart, and character in that one issue than in anything that I have read in any of the big two books in the last decade.
Good, dude. It's such a good
that's also
series.
The most science fiction you can get in a comic book right
yes.
now. And it's a Transformers.
I don't read it for the science fiction, man.
I do.
I read it for these heartfelt,
and the heartfelt
personal moments, dude.
With a bunch of robots.
Really, it's a bunch of
it's
robots.
Awesome. It's awesome.
It's an amazing book, dude.
Which is why I'm going to trust him
I'm like caught up. I've read like the most recent issues. Well, maybe not the very last, like that came out today or
that came out today. It's weird.
Or maybe I'm a couple issues behind. But I have like 60 issues before where I started that I'd like to catch up. And I really don't have to at this point.
Before,
but I so want to, you know.
Like the stuff before. More Than Meets the Eye and Transformers start, it's not as good.
Well, it's like, you're talking 50 issues, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The stuff before the 50, those 50.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Before the Civil War ended.
Yeah.
That's when the Civil War ended and then they started again. Yeah. Larry, you got a final thought? Re-Transformers. What a great final thought, Adam. It really was. Re-Transformers.
And Omega Man.
For those Walking Dead fans, you get to find out the fate of Lucille.
Is Lucille just a pretty standard character? It's been a long time since I've read those. She's fairly new, huh? She hasn't been there from the beginning.
She came in the first year of the book 50 issues ago.
That's about as long as I've been out.
What are they up to now?
149.
Yep, that's about as long as I've been out. I stopped at 100.
I stopped just before 100.
I stopped, actually, issue 100 was... I know who Lucille is. She had only just been introduced, though.
You know, here and there.
When I left the book. But I left the book
Issue 100 is my last issue.
Because you felt bad about the character death. It's
the only character I liked. I had grown to hate everybody but that one character.
I know it.
I'm not going to spoil it for anybody.
It's
even
been 50 issues.
I know. If you didn't know who died in that issue...
That's what Mark's not reading too.
Actually, he stopped around issue 50.
Yeah.
He just read that one because he heard it was big.
Yeah,
and then I quit. I just the only character.
Like, I don't get what's going on in here, but he stopped reading it back in the prison. But other than that, we'll catch you next week or come by and see us at CHU in Madison.
Big Christmas deal still going on, right?
Yeah, we always got deals going on all throughout. Till Christmas.
Christmas wish list.
Some new deals.
As the holiday goes on, you're going to be adding stuff? Or as we get closer to the big day?
We'll be adding new deals coming in closer to Christmas.
Awesome.
All right, so check us out. Come to CHU.com or OutrightGeekery.com or find us on Facebook.